Every fantasy world needs a mythology, an ecology, and an economy. So yeah, that's actually something people quote back to me. And it sounds so profound when people quote it. And I'm like, I don't think I live up to that. In part, this is reactionary. In part, this is just me getting my rage on at the entire genre of high fantasy that is vaguely Celtic and under-researched. And in part, I'm riffing on, do you know Diana Wynne Jones? She's a British author of fantasy, mostly marketed towards young people. But she wrote this book called The Tough Pick Guide to Fantasyland, which is a traveler's guide for, so you've been chosen for a portal quest. It's literally an alphabetical list of tropes. So it's like stew. During your journey, you will only be eating stew. You will not be encountering any meat animals, so it's difficult to know what the stew is made of. It's like, why are we wearing cloaks? When, you know, cloaks are the worst possible decision for our traveling party. They flap, they drip, they don't keep you warm in the front, they don't cover your arms, that's a cape. You know, where do all these horses come from? There are no horse breeders. There are no stables, there's no tack. The horses basically behave like they're bicycles with a little bit of attitude, you know, basically just drive them. You know, infinite distances. They never throw a shoe. They never do that thing where they like puff up their girth so that you can't get the saddle on tight enough and the saddle twists over sideways. The heroes are always riding stallions, but the stallions never attack each other. This. Tolkien watered down and smeared out into 100,000 pages of fantasy, which I devoured like popcorn as a child. But it's very thin. And so I'm reacting strongly against that by saying it needs to hang together, and it needs to hang together in three ways. People have to get their food. There has to be a way in which people get food. And, you know, it's sometimes interesting if that breaks down. You know, Plain Cade is set during kind of a famine, the crops fail. So there has to be food. There has to be a way in which people who aren't directly engaged in farming or fishing earn their food. So there has to be trade back and forth. There has to be, you know, if there are differentials between craftspeople and farmers, then there's a whole society. So the economy is your shortcut to that. Like, are they trading for coin? Are they bartering? And then they have mostly a shared background. They will all know the same ghost stories. So if they're sitting around a fire at night telling each other stories, you know, there needs to be a sense of depth and familiarity about that. And there's no people in the world who sit around a fire at night and don't do that. And so you have to create a few of them. And being able to create, I think if you can create a ghost story that's endemic to your fantasy world, not to like be like tuning into the radio and hearing the plot, but just to toss off, then you've done a good job. If a story emerges from the world, then that world is whole, and that's how you can tell.